Good morning. What a beautiful, beautiful, and a blessed day. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 28, verse 7. Psalm 28, verse 7. Today I'm going to be, God gave me a sermon this morning, and that sermon is You Can Trust God. You can trust God. Psalm 28 and verse 7. And while you're turning there, I'll just let you know, next Sunday I won't be here, but Brother Stephen will be here to fill the pulpit. We're going away for our post-anniversary weekend, so Janine and I will be gone next Saturday, Sunday. Psalm 28, verse 7. When you get there, I'd like to ask you to stand, if you can, as we read from God's Word. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song I shall thank Him. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 8 and 9. The Lord is their strength, and He is a saving defense to His anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd also and carry them forever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. And God, today, I hope every single one of us, your children, can say, we do trust you, dear God. We have faith in you, Lord. And Father, through this message today, touch our hearts, change us, and turn us, Father God, from ways that we may be walking in that are not of you. And we ask, Lord God, that we will open our hearts to you. And Father, that you will fill us with what we hear from you today, Lord. I ask and pray, dear God, that every word of this message will come straight from you through your Holy Spirit and nothing from my own words. And God, we give you the praise and honor and glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want every single one of us today, right now, to focus on God. Don't focus on what's going on in your life. Don't focus on who's in this church house alongside of you. Put everything out of your mind. Put everything out of your heart and focus on God. Make God the star of your life right now. And I want to ask you to just in your heart, just tell God, Father, there's things going on in my life and I trust you. Tell God today, I need you. Tell God, I want to have a relationship with you. Tell God that He will fulfill every desire in your life, and there's nothing else that compares to Him. Tell God how beautiful and awesome and magnificent He is. Give God the praise and the honor and the glory, because He is the absolute best Heavenly Father that there could ever be, and He's the only one that you could ever trust. Psalm 9 in verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not abandoned those who seek you. This little illustration is something, it's extra, an actual exercise that I've been a part of before. At church, we got a group of people to stand behind one person. And you had the one person put their back to the group of people, and then you told that one person, everybody behind him said, all right, here's what we want you to do. We want you to fall straight backwards. Don't look behind you. All we want you to do is trust us and fall backward. And I want to tell you this. I've seen some people who went all in and they fell right back. And there was always people back there to catch them, to keep them from falling. But there were people I saw who would stand there and you'd watch their head turn back just to make sure that somebody's behind them. How many times in our life have we done that with God? God says, I always have your back. I am always with you. God says He will never leave us and He'll never forsake us. And God says, child, I am behind you. But also, God is in front of us. God is all around us. And God is saying, I want you to trust me. Because if God has given us so many good things, then and He's blessed our lives, then don't you think it would be so easy to trust Him? He gave us His Son Jesus to die for our sins so that we wouldn't go to hell. If He did that, don't you think that we could trust Him? But so many times, Christian people in their lives, even though God says, trust me, you see them still kind of look around, you know, wondering, is God really there? Is God going to take care of me should I fall? So you know what? I've always said this. Sometimes people go their own way and they wonder where God's been. They follow their own path. They follow their own will. They do what they want to do. They become prideful and self-centered. And I want to say in a way, an arrogance about them. And then when they finally, that's the only way that they will ever look to God is when they finally hit bottom. And when you hit bottom, the only thing you can do is look up and see God. And I want to encourage every single one of us today, don't ever let yourself get to a point where God has to allow you to hit bottom before you look up and take Him by the hand and say, Father, I trust you. Every day that your feet hit the floor, it should be, Father, I trust you. God, I know that you are guiding me today and that you are leading me in everything of life for this day only. And Lord, I trust you. And why should we trust God? Number one, He is a rewarder. Hebrews 11:6 says, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So who does God give good things to? Who does God reward in life? People who diligently seek Him. People who earnestly go after God. I heard a song one time, and now I'm going to tell you, at my age, I can't remember names of songs half the time, but I can tell you this. In that song, the writer of the song said, God, I pursue you. I hunger for you. I go after you, Lord. See, we should constantly be chasing after God because of His greatness and His love for us. And imagine this. If you constantly seek God, what will He do for you? Well, God will open up and He will show you the will for your life. God will show you what it is and where He wants you to serve. God will show you the talents, the gifts, and the abilities that He's given to you. Even in times of life where we don't think God is there, how many times have we been in a situation, and I guarantee you that Jesus probably felt this in the Garden of Gethsemane when He prayed, Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. But I wonder how many times when Jesus Himself in the human flesh prayed, and if Jesus could have said it, as I've heard Christian people say, all I heard with silence. Well, where is the what does the teacher do during a test? And this is something Laura could tell you. She taught school for many years. When there's a test going on, the teacher's quiet. The teacher's not going to be talking to the students during the test. So there's a lot of times when we are going through a test, when we are going through a trial or some kind of tribulation or a hardship, that we may not feel God's presence there. But if we will diligently seek the Lord with all of our hearts, if we will seek Him with all of our life, we have to realize that He is there. And we have to call out to Him and say, Father, I need You in this moment. And I can guarantee you that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Himself was wishing that God the Father would come and take away the burden of Him having to be beaten and then nailed to a cross. Jesus was I'm sure He was probably wishing that God the Father would have come up with another plan and another way. But Jesus Himself continued to seek the Father in everything. And Jesus said this, not my will be done, but thy will be done. And that's what God wants of us. If we're seeking God, then we should be saying, Father, let Your will be done and not mine. Now, I want to make a point real quick here. Now, God gave me the sermon this morning and the scripture. And, well, normally if I've got it, I text it to Laura and then she kind of picks the songs out. Well, I tell you what, the songs this morning went perfectly with this. The songs, I mean, when God puts something together, so see, when we trust the Lord and when we serve Him, God puts everything together for a plan and a purpose. God is a perfect judge. 2 Timothy 2:4, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. See, children of God, when you serve the Lord, when you live for God, and when you die, when you take your last breath on this earth, or if the rapture happens first, and you are taken on into heaven, you will be judged for all the things you've done in your life, things that were good and things that were bad. And the one thing that God wants us to really do, God wants us to do everything that's righteous. God wants us to do good unto people. God wants us to love everybody that we come into contact with. Everything that we do should be done for God's glory, should be done for Him alone. Because everything when we do for God, we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. You know, there's so much on this earth. You know, there are a lot of things that we as people could say we'd like to have. But you know what? There's nothing on the face of this earth that could even compare to what's waiting on me when I get into the glories of heaven. God is always right. God is never wrong. God gives perfect gifts. And listen to this. God disciplines His children because He loves them. You know what? I know, and I'm going to say this to myself. This preacher deserves many thumps on the head a lot of the times throughout the day. That I should be thumped. There's so many times that I need to be chastened. And why should I let God chasten me? Because number one, when the Lord disciplines me, the Lord's getting my attention. And He's saying, I want you to take a look at your life. I want you to look at the direction that you've been going. And I want you to see where I want you to go, and I want you to turn from the path that you've been on. So if the Lord disciplines us and we see His genuine love for us, it's going to draw us more and more closer to Him. Now, I don't know if any of you ever realized this. When your parents disciplined you, did you ever grow apart from them if they disciplined you in love? Not really. Now, my mom and dad were never perfect, but I'm not going to go into that part of my... That's all in the past. But here's something I heard from a person give their testimony before. They said, I used to get into a lot of trouble, and I used to get whipped a lot. But they said, this is what always happened. My parents never disciplined me in anger. They never disciplined me in hatred. What they always did was they always sat down and would tell me what God expected of me, and then what they expected of me as my parents. And then I would receive my discipline, and then I was told that I needed to go to my room and I needed to sit and think about it for a while. And this person said, it caused me, while I sat there thinking about what I had done, what I could have done different to avoid the discipline, and it drew me closer to my mom and dad. And the person said, as I got older, I found myself so connected to my mom and dad. I loved them so much that I never wanted to ever have to give them up. And that's the way it should be with our lives and the Lord. When God disciplines us, it should bring us close to God, and it should make us love Him even so much more that we stick to Him and that we never want to give Him up. Because God is always there for us. Secondly, God is trustworthy. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So by that, God will never let you down. People will let you down. Don't put your faith in people. Don't trust in people to get you through life, because you know what? There are people. People are going to sin. People are going to have things in their life. But always put your trust 100% in God. This is what I mean by don't put your trust in people. I've had people tell me for years, I've been preaching a long time now, 36 years, and I've heard time and time again, I've shared this, Effie and I have had the same conversation. I've invited people to come to church, and you know what I did? They gave me their word. Oh, I'll be there. I put my faith in them. And I held them accountable in my own heart. I held them accountable to be in God's house. And Sunday rolled around, and in the conversation we've had, they weren't there. I see them out on the street. Hey, you told me you'd be at church. What happened? Oh, well, and then some excuse come up. I'll be there next Sunday. All right, well, I'm counting on you. Yeah, I want you to be there. Okay, next Sunday roll around, church time start. I'd get up in the pulpit, thought maybe they come in late, and they weren't there. I'd see them out on the street. Hey, I thought you, this is two times now. Well, yeah, this happened too. This what went on. Then finally, after a while, after so much time, I started seeing people will tell you something to satisfy your ears. But a lot of times what they tell you, they won't back it up with an action. But with God, you can trust Him. Because what God tells you in His Word, God, He backs it up. God gives it to you, and God never lets you down. If God says He's going to do something, He's going to do it. And God will never be a God. He's not a God of excuses. He's our Heavenly Father, a God of His Word. And I can take Him at His Word, and I can trust Him. I can trust that He will fill my heart, that He will meet every need. He never lets me down. He never forgets what I need. I might forget things, but He never does. You know, God's so mighty and powerful, He knows everything about us. He knows everybody's name. He knows what's going on in your life. And do you know that He is so great and mighty, He can take care of so many needs at one time? I like the old song, Christy Lane. First time I ever heard Christy Lane sing it, when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Isn't that great? I was on His mind. But what needs does He meet? He meets every spiritual need, and He meets every physical need. And I've shared this scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What God's telling you, don't rely on your own knowledge to get you through life. I gave you this illustration some time back. Apples are good and nutritious when you pick them from a tree, they're ripe, ready to go, and you wash them with some water and eat it. An apple's good for you and nutritious. But when you take that same apple and you cut it up into slices, and on the stove you have a pot of boiling caramel and, or I'm sorry, not caramel, sugar and cinnamon and other stuff, and you drop that apple slices in that pot of that water, that, and you put that apple and cinnamon on there, guess what? That apple is not very nutritious afterward. All the good nutrients have been pulled out of it. Now there's just sugar and cinnamon on there, and it takes away the value of the apple. And this is what happens. People today are taking God's holy word and they're pulling out the truth of it, and they're trying to make it work for them in whatever situation they're living or walking. And that's truth. That's truth. You can't take God's word and pull the life-giving parts out of it and then expect it to help to still hold the power. You can't do that. God gives us His word in the form that He gave it, and it's the most powerful life-giving word. And when we take this word and we read it and we study it, it should be alive inside of us, and we should speak it exactly as God gave it to those who wrote it on paper. We should speak it, because when we speak life and speak God's word into other people, even when we speak God's word into our situations, when His word goes forward, it never comes back void. It always produces some type of harvest. I was going to say something, but I'm going to leave that out of the sermon. That's something that you know what? There's some people I've talked to, they're going to have to deal with God on what they said. So that it ain't between me and them and God, it's between them and God. Lastly, God will always tell us how we can please Him. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And also I threw verse 17 in there, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, God's Word never changes. Everything about God, it always has been, and it always will be. God is love. In Him, there is no darkness. God says He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So we can take from those words that God is here right now with us. When we leave this place, God will be with us. And the one thing that I hear people say a lot of times, well, I just don't feel God today. Well, God's not a feeling. God is very real, and God is very near. God does not operate by feelings. God operates by faith. God operates because His presence is there. God moves because we need Him and we call out to Him. And all we have to do, Father, what is Your will today? Don't worry about tomorrow. I can't tell You what's going to happen later today or tomorrow. I'm not even concerned about tomorrow. But the here and now, right this moment, Lord, what can I do to please You? Father, who could I love on today? Who could I bless? Who could I give my heart to? Who could I share with the things that You've done for me? See, we're supposed to be building up others, not tearing down. We're supposed to give life to those that are around us. And I'm hoping this morning that every single one of us is absorbing this like a sponge. How many of you ever took a dry sponge and dropped it into a bucket of water and you watch that sponge go? I find this neat. There'd be a couple days that, you know, we forgot to water the plants and flowers out front. And I'll tell Janine, okay, I'll go out front and water everything. And she'll always have these flowers in pots. And I take the hose and I put it on shower mode. And I just barely turn that nozzle on. And man, I fill that pot full. And you know what that thing does when it's dry? The water, it goes gurgle, 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 and down. I'm like a kid watching something for the first time. I mean, I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I'll put more water and I'll fill it back up and I'll watch and see the reaction. And when I see the water start to trickle out the bottom of that pot, I go, it's had enough. If I put too much, it'll die. The good thing about God, when we ask Him to fill us, when we ask God to give us what we need, it could never be enough. And if He gives us too much, it ain't going to kill us. It will overflow out of us. And what's overflowing out of us, we should share it with everybody else that's around us. I always notice after watering the plants, I'll go out there the next day, and man, they're standing up tall and strong. And the flowers are like, thank You for the drink of water yesterday. If they could talk. And I'm amazed at, you know, the illustrations and things that God gives me just through things that happen in life. But God can fill you when you're dry. He can quench your thirst. And when He quenches your thirst, you as a Christian will say, I don't thirst anymore. I'm satisfied. You know, I like that song. It says, I'm satisfied with a cottage below. You know, I don't need things that are made out of gold. I don't desire the things here on this earth. What I desire is I desire everything of God. And what God gives me, I don't want to hold it to myself. I want to give it to Effie, Laura, and Milton, and Lauren, Corrine, and Bob, Nora Lee, everybody, I want to give it to you. What God's given to me, I want to give it to you because I want to see your life filled and I want to see our lives transformed together. See, if we stick together, if we walk together, if we live together and we lean on one another, we trust in God, I want you to know today you can trust Him. You can trust Him with every area of your life. Even if you don't feel lovely that day, if you don't feel like you want to be nice to, you just draw into God and you plug into Him and you'll draw from Him. And I'm telling you what, it will make a difference in your day. It sure will.